Hello, hello. Welcome to Motivation for Life. You make your own decisions. This is Susu Kennedy, and today we are going to talk about making decisions in tough times, or just making decisions anytime. So as you know, in the world as it is now, there's things changing, there's things going on, there's always society worrying about different things. There's always political changes, economical changes. Depending on where you live, the environment is going to be different. So my theory has always been, check out your environment. If you don't like it, go away and move and go somewhere else. I'm sorry if you hear some shootings in the background. It's because I'm laying here by a lake next to a shooting range. It's a beautiful day, but I've been thinking, you know, make your own decisions. If you are in a relationship, if you are with someone that you don't want to be, well, why are you still there? If you are in a place where you complain about it every day, if you are at a job, well, quit and go get another job. And if you are in a place, in a city, where you don't want to be there, well, move and go somewhere else. When you feel trapped in a situation, you can always go away. And if you are trapped, you can always escape. Find an escape, right? Even the criminals escaped from that island in the middle of the ocean and they swam. I don't remember the name of that island. From that prison, Alcatraz, the Alcatraz prison in the ocean over there by Mexico. They escaped from that jail and swam away. You can always find a way to escape. And I'm just saying, physically go from one place to another. There's places. I mean, we're not going to see. And if for some reason you cannot move, like in my case, I would love to go somewhere else. I know a place in this world where it's peaceful. Everything is related to nature. There's beautiful trees, nature. I know of a beautiful place on earth where people respect each other. People already keep distancing because they really don't like to mix and mingle that much. But people are peaceful. People leave you alone. In that place, you can live very humbly. You don't have technology. You can just be away from technology. Because think about it, technology makes it towards, it even makes decisions for you, okay? Computers are programmed to make decisions for you. You think you're the one making decisions, you think you're the one clicking, but they gave you the options to click, okay? Everything is prepared for you in the computer so that you don't have to think. And you just click. You think you're choosing, but no, you're not. You are in a program. You are playing the program and you're responding to how the program is already made. So when you really have a choice is when you are away from technology, because now you're on your own. If you don't have technology, if you don't have electricity, if you don't have machines, then it's all on you. It's like you really have to solve your own problems. You really have to prepare your own food, find your own food or prepare it or harvest or build up your own house. Or so commodities in the cities, just think about this. We chose to be living in cities within a club or within a colony, and in the colony there's these choices where the colony is turning to be a little bit more controlling over your freedom. So just think about, is it really worth it that you live in that colony? Is it really worth it that you follow the guidelines of that land where you are standing? Or you prefer to just go away and go somewhere else, go to another land where you can be free? A lot of people come to United States thinking this is the land of the free. And after they come here, they have a big surprise. It's really not. It's really, there's many other countries where people can be free. Also, the more technology you use, the more your name is attached, all your information, they get everything from you. The more your name and your information is out in the web, the less freedom you have. The more people know you. Yes, it's really important that people know you. Mostly if you have a business, if you want people to buy your business, right? Either for because they like it or because they're afraid of something. So the choices that the colony offers you, are those the best for your life? In my case, I'm making the decision to stay in this colony because my loved ones are here and my dependents are here, so they still depend on me. So if they still depend on me, I'm not gonna abandon them. But the day they don't depend on me, I am free to just go wherever I wanna go. Right? I can just leave, or if at that time I could probably have escaped or probably have to pay money to get out or ask permission. But listen, if you have to ask for permission to go somewhere, then they own you. Then you're not free. You gotta ask for permission, right? Wherever you go. There's places on Earth where you don't have to ask for permission. You don't need a passport to be there. So, I mean, we can either find these places, but there's always gonna be people that, if they arrive to a place where nobody is ruling over others, they will try to rule. They will try to establish an order. They will try to say, well, now you gotta pay me for this, and now you owe me. And there's always the law of the powerful. But there, I know a place in the world where people are just very peaceful. People, they feed you if they see you hungry or if they know you haven't eaten. People feed you. People care for you. People, they give you the gift of friendship. And don't worry about it. Now, if you're complaining that you are in a relationship that you're suffering and you're maybe being mistreated, well, leave it. Why are you there? I mean, you can just quit it and be on your own or start another relationship. Nobody's keeping you captive. Keeping somebody captive, it's against the law. Supposedly, right? Because now everybody is willingly accepting to be captive. So we are all free. Freedom is really important. And you make your own decisions. You make the decision of what you want to do on your body. If you want to put a mask on your face, that's your decision. If you want to do it. If you want to stay in your home, you're making your own decisions. If you want to listen to what others want to tell you to do, that's your decision. Ultimately, we are all free to do what we want. If you're thinking that what you're doing is because, sorry, someone is calling. Hello, hello. Okay, here we are. So as I was saying, it's your decision where you are, what you want to be, the way you are, the decisions under where you are. If you are letting someone have power over you, that's your decision. If you get up in the morning and you have you know you're gonna have a bad day, that's your decision. If you go to bed at night and you know you're not gonna be able to sleep, that's your decision. Everything is your fault and your responsibility. If you know clothes are not fitting you, that's your decision. That's because you want. Everything is because you want it to be like that. So you are in control of yourself. You are in control of what you say. If you got in trouble for something you said, well, that's because you said it and that was your decision. So making your own decisions is really important to become adults and to grow up and to take responsibility for our actions, for where I am, how I choose to live, where I'm living. If we're gonna complain about how things are, I mean, I would say make your own decisions. We can also promote information. If you know the truth and others don't know it, do you want to promote the truth knowing that you're going to be rejected maybe by some people that cannot see the truth and some people that are alienated? There are some people that don't have the same process than you. Okay, there's some people that they're not ready. They prefer to be like a slave. So just think about it. What decisions are you making? Do you want to be sick? Do you want someone to trap you? Do you want to go to the doctor? Do you want to take pills? Do you want to be drugged up? Do you want to be eating? If you decide that you want just that cooking is so difficult, that is just so difficult to boil some water and throw some beans in the water. That is just so difficult to boil some water and put a cup of rice in the water. If that's so difficult, really, but you choose to go buy lots of junk food, manufactured fabric, industrial food with lots of additives that are gonna poison your blood, make your immune system weaker, just so that at the minimum cost, then you're gonna be sick and you're gonna be having all these symptoms. You know that all the respiratory symptoms are not really necessarily coming from the lungs. Respiratory symptoms are just an allergic reaction to any toxicity in your body, in your system, mostly because of what we eat. So what we eat is like 95% the cause of your health. Just watch out where you eat. I would recommend eat raw, vegan, natural, everything, all the food in its natural state, raw, just water. And you can also eat fruits, vegetables, salads, soups, and plants. Just have a plant base. In all my podcasts, I'm always saying go plant-based because that's the best for your body. That's the best way to be healthy, beautiful, young. You will stay beauty and young if you eat raw food, vegan. You don't imagine how your body is going to change, how you're going to look 10 years younger. You want to look 10 years younger? You want to have the energy of a 20-year-old because that's what I have now. And you want your face to look like you're not getting older. You're actually looking younger. You're gonna be looking younger than most people your age. But that's your decision of what you put in your mouth. That's your decision. What are you eating? What are you drinking? Where are you going? Who you're living with? Are you gonna tolerate negativity? Or you're gonna stay away from negativity, or you're gonna be able to say the two magic words, stop and no. Those are the two magic words. The two magic words are not thank you and You're welcome. And please, thank you and please are not magic. They're just manners. But the magic words actually are no and stop. Because that's what gives you the freedom to be who you want to be. Okay? So do you want to be an alienated slave? You want to be dependent on a group of people telling you how to live, what to think, how to feel? And do you want to put your health in hands of the medical industry, who they don't even consider you a person? They consider you like an animal, like a cattle, and they count you as a number. To them, you're just a number and you are worth some money. The medical industry wants people dead, and they want humans to be dependent. And in order to exist, they need sickness. They don't care. They don't want to see you healthy and happy. No, they feel sorry for you and they tell you that they're going to help you. Stay away from them. They care. Put your health in your hands. Take control of your body. Your body is your house. Your body is just like a costume that we wear and that we have to take care of it. But you have to take care of it because your house is your body and your body is your house. Okay, so remember, you make your own decisions. You are where you want to be and you can leave the minute you want to leave. You can make preparations also to leave whenever you want to leave and go to a better place. And if you go to another place and you don't like it, you can always go to another place. There's too many places where to go. Also, if you cannot leave and you have to stay here or where you are for any circumstance, you are pretty much forced to stay where you are. Well, try to make the best out of it. You know, try to make each day count. Try to say, today I'm going to do something creative. Today I'm going to do something different. Today I'm going to talk to a friend. Today I'm going to play the piano. Today I'm going to write that song. I'm going to write a poem. Today I'm going to draw. Today I'm going to talk to my neighbor. Today, just do something new each day, okay? Learn something new. If you want to just watch TV and watch movies, nobody cares, honestly. Nobody cares, but I'll tell you something. We are in this world for others, because others need you, okay? So if you decide to stay there watching TV all evening, for many evenings, just think about, there's people who need you, and you're failing them. You're not doing anything for them, because you can just call and say, do you need anything? Can I help you with anything? And okay, well, then I'm gonna let you go. This is Susu Kennedy, Motivation for Life. And this is my podcast. You can visit my website, please. Don't forget, go visit my website at humanscience.online. And there I'm gonna be offering my free trial for life coaching. And also you can find all my podcasts there in my website, or you can find them here in Anchor. You can also find me on Spotify, and you can become a supporter of my podcast. You can collaborate with $5 per month, and then you'll be receiving a lot of my reflections and a lot of my sharings that I'm always trying to motivate you and to share with you my thinking so that you can be happier. Okay, and if you have any suggestion, you can leave me a message. Okay, have a great day. Remember, you make your own decisions. And this is Motivation for Life, Susu Kennedy. Bye.